So we have this tradition of starting the show with a fact about some small town. I mean, it's this is the second one.
So
it's
a tradition now.
This is the third. How many times does that have to be
really?
A tradition? I did it. Tim did it.
It was Punky Doodle's Corners.
Yep.
And then the one from last time.
I heard on the radio. I heard them talking about Punky Doodle's Corner the other day.
Because they listened
on the
to
radio?
Our podcast.
They must have listened to our podcast.
Or was it us?
Wow.
No, it wasn't us. Anyway, so today's interesting little town. Have you guys heard of Winkler, Manitoba?
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. That's good. Cause
is
we
it where we
there.
Are currently
yes,
at?
That's it.
Oh.
That's where you might have remembered it from.
Wow. Well, well. 50-50 chance.
50-50. Yes.
Nice. I don't know how I ever came across this.
Winkler?
Yeah. Well,
you were born.
Okay, well, that,
you have a choice.
That I was born into. I was born with it. Or maybe it was Maybelline.
Classic case of Winklers.
You were born this place.
So a while ago, I came across this weird law or a bylaw in Winkler. And that is, I don't know how I came across this.
Mm-hmm.
But in the noise restrictions, there's all sorts. Like you can't make certain amounts of noise and you can't make it at certain times of day. And
wait, certain times of the day, so it doesn't just cut off at like 11, because isn't that one like,
yeah, you can't make, you're not supposed to make excessive noise after 11,
right?
Between 3 and 4 p.m. is another time.
No.
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 No. No.
You're no.
I'm wrong. I am.
I gotta call it out when I hear an error.
Okay, but there's a list of permitted noises, which means all of the previous restrictions don't apply to certain things like emergency sounds, like sirens and stuff, but also the rendering of Christmas carols or musical chimes anywhere in the city during the month of December.
That's because they play it in the park. They have speakers in there.
But what that means is you could be like going down the street playing chimes as loudly as you want at like
anytime.
1 in the morning.
Ooh.
And as long as it's in the month of December, there's no noise restrictions on that.
We need to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, plug in your guitar amp
and play
a live
bell.
Set.
Play loud Christmas carols. As long as it's Christmas carols or musical chimes.
In December.
There's no sound restrictions on it.
What?
Wow.
During the month of December.
That's such a weird thing.
Yeah, like what's the, I don't know what the, how did that come about?
Well, they wanted to have the opportunity to play music at any time in Christmas. Like maybe they got events, whatever. Want to be able to be prepared for that. But then they're like, didn't anticipate anyone taking advantage of that. That's what that was.
But I don't know if they did it this last December, but I think the one before, they had these speakers installed at the Bethel Heritage Park underneath one of the shelter things that just constantly played Christmas music like all through the night. It's
and again in the month
and
of December.
That's I figured that's why they're doing it. It's like we got to make use of these speakers.
Make
we
use spend of these bylaws more like.
Yeah.
Wait, so they speakers. Run the Christmas music even throughout the night.
I remember walking past there at like 11 and it was going.
Who's that for?
I don't know.
Just Christmas
it was for
spirit,
me
I
at
guess.
That time. Walker buys.
So that was an interesting fact I found out about Winkler. Also, you're not allowed to use blasphemous or abusive language. That's also against the law in Winkler.
What?
Wow. So be careful.
Don't be abusive with your language.
How
and you also can't
what's
sing in a boisterous manner.
Boisterous? What does that word mean?
Just like, just seems excessive. Yeah, that's it.
Ooh, you can't do that.
I'm in my own
recorded
house.
In Morden.
Police, I'm in my own house.
Oh, yeah. But this isn't Winkler. This is whatever town.
Heck yeah.
I'm John Duick, one of your hosts.
I am Tim Wall, one of your other hosts.
I am Ryan Kaler.
The third host.
One of your hosts as well.
And we're back on our stuff again.
Speaking of
stuff,
also noises.
Yeah.
There's one of that in the weekly, bi-weekly? Is it a weekly police report?
Well, I don't know.
It's on PembinaValleyOnline.com.
Nope.
Anyways.
So far, this has been a big plug for Winkler Law & Order.
True.
Normally, these are pretty normal, as I previously stated.
Yes.
Police received a noise complaint from a resident of Park Street who stated that loud music was played at her neighbor's residence for over 1 hour. Police attended and could could hear the loud music. However, no one was home at the residence. A short while later, the homeowner returned and police advised him to turn down the music, and he agreed to do so.
Wait, that's it?
He just had music blaring and then nobody was home, and I don't know, I guess police just chilled there for a while.
Waited for him to come back, and he's like, oh, for sure, I'll turn that
down. Yeah, that's fine. I wasn't even listening to it.
We got to put this in the report.
I mean, wow. I think everything goes in there. Maybe not everything.
So yeah, the guy just like left the radio on.
Maybe for his dogs.
I guess. Maybe left. For his, oh, I'm guilty of that. We leave the office on for our dogs.
Yeah, that's on Netflix. Probably far more pleasant than this was.
It's not loud. It's just loud enough for the dogs, you know?
True.
Another one from this week's police reports.
Yeah.
A complaint was received from a female who advised that she lent her hoodie to a friend. However, the friend refused to return it.
Hoodie?
A hoodie.
Oh, it's so sad the police have to get involved in these kind of situations.
And
were they 6 and 7 years old? Were
those it doesn't say, but it was... One would hope. This is like on a playground.
Yeah. And instead of police, actually it was teachers.
Right. She was just holding it like above her head.
Yeah.
She was just taller. Reach.
But the police attended and spoke to the female who initially stated that she did not have possession of the hoodie. But after a search of her room, the hoodie was located in a laundry basket. They searched her house to find
her clothes and her laundry. Hoodie.
And the complainant.
Did they have to get a search warrant?
I don't know.
Like,
you have to assume.
You go to a judge and you're like, well, we believe there's a hoodie somewhere in this house.
Whoa, wait. What if the woman who had the hoodie thought that she returned it? And the other lady was like, hey, you haven't given me my hoodie. And then she just forgot that she still had it in her laundry.
She just had it in her laundry. It was just a common mistake.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, she's serving time for that now.
So, yeah, the complainant was satisfied to have her hoodie return, and police cleared the scene.
Well, happy ending then.
Oh, yeah, everybody leaves with what they came
with the hoodie or without one.
Without one.
Man, that's wild.
That's quite the thing.
It's like... It's
unfortunate,
like,
really.
It's not wild at all, unfortunately. But I have two wild stories.
Ooh.
Of police reporting, which probably will show up in the police report at some point in the near future.
Yeah.
So, I think it was Sunday night. All of a sudden, Sarah's phone rings. It's like probably 11:30. I'm like PM. I'm like just dozing off.
Mm-hmm.
Just closing the old eyeballs, ready to rumble into the sleep zone. And I'm like in that vulnerable state of like about to be sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, it's a vulnerable state.
It's very
because
delicate.
Delicate's the word I wanted. Thank you. I'm in that delicate space of about to be asleep.
You don't even really know that you're in it.
Right. I can't word anything. I'm in that delicate space where in a few moments I will be asleep.
You don't even know you're in it.
Yeah, it's totally true. You only know when you've been taken out of it.
Right. And then you're disappointed.
Right, because you know it's going to be, it might be hard to find that space again.
Yeah.
So I was there and some of Sarah's phone rings and I'm like, first thought, why is your phone on ringer? It should be silent.
Right.
Second thought, who's calling? Why? Third thought, you better not answer it. Fourth thought, it's being answered. That was more of a timeline than really a thought process, I realized. But it was Sarah's mom, my mother-in-law, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or father. I can't remember. One of her parents.
Yeah.
And turns out they'd been communicating with Sarah earlier in the day about a suspicious vehicle that they had seen in front of their house, parked on the side of the road. Like, people often park on the wrong side.
Oh, okay.
There are no parking signs. And they were there for a few, like, all morning, parked there. There was a lady sitting in the vehicle.
Oh.
So Sarah's mom was like, well, like... maybe they just don't know what's going on. Maybe they're lost. Maybe they need some food or something. So she walked out there and said, hey, like, knocked on the window. The lady opened it up. She's like, hey, like, you're not actually allowed to be parked on this side. I'm not sure if you knew that. Do you need like food or directions or anything?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, actually, like, I'm an undercover cop and I'm like scouting something out. She's like, oh. So she's like, well, you can park on our driveway if you want. She's like, no, I won't be able to see what I need to see from here. She's like, well, you can park on our neighbor's driveway, a couple of houses down that we're friends with. She's like, oh. So she went and parked there and was parked there for the rest of the day, I think. I think it was like into the evening and she was there since the morning.
Wow.
Funny thing that also happened was Sarah's neighbors called the cops on that car. So the cops came and then they're like, oh, this is one of ours. So the policewoman was not doing, I guess, her best undercover work.
Because well, she gave up her cover right away when
everyone
asked.
Was like, what's going on here? What's going on here? Why is this person here?
It's she just was, like the case of Winkler was on. Right. It's like, ooh, this is a different thing.
A person hasn't parked here in months. And especially and not for
the,
this long.
In the wrong spot.
Right. And jeez. They could get a ticket.
Huh.
So
also, it's like they're undercover because they don't want the people across the street, I guess, to know that the police are watching them. Right. All of a sudden, some police show up,
I know.
Talk to this car that's parked in the wrong spot, and then leave.
I know.
With the car still there.
Is the cover blown then at that point?
Well, I don't think it was. I don't actually know what ended up happening.
Right.
But all I know was we got a call at 11:30, and everyone in Eagle Bay was standing on their driveway because there was like 30 police cars. It was like 11:30 p.m. all around this one
all
house.
Parked in the wrong spot.
Oh,
all the lights were all parked.
It's
in the
just
wrong
because
spot.
One came and he checked on that guy and
right.
then
it just
and then
created
somebody
a chain
called
effect.
It's like, hey, there's two cars now parked in the wrong spot, and then another came and then until there's 30 at 11:30 p.m.
right, and that's exactly not what happened.
So
but it would have been funnier.
So I'm assuming they
probably a drug
succeeded.
Bust of some kind, but there was like all of a sudden, so we got the call when there was like 30 cars.
Like, is that like
bunch
a
of
legit
vehicles.
Number or is that like...
I don't think it was 30. Okay. That's like Winkler, Morden, Altona, the RCMP. That'd be like Winnipeg. That'd be like everyone.
That'd be everyone.
But there was like... The street was filled with police cars that I guess were doing a drug bust of some sort right mm-hmm. inside their house. So that was kind of cool. They felt like they were involved in bringing justice in some small way.
Letting her park somewhere else.
Right, exactly.
Well, thanks guys for the police reports. We've got all angles covered now.
All the angles of Winkler.
Yeah. Mm.
We should, no, keep going.
Say it.
Somehow
say
we should get involved with the
police. We just got to commit a few crimes. So we'll get involved.
No, the other way around.
That would be like, a way to get, like, to get whatever town there. Listed in the police report.
Ooh.
We got to
talk about it.
What's the lightest crime we can commit?
Guys, I was
we could drive down
a crime.
After 11 p.m. and play Christmas music.
Not in
loud
December.
From our vehicles.
This in December. So that they think it's a crime, but then we find a loophole.
That's actually better because then we're in the clear, but now
we
would be reprimanded via warning.
And it might be a harsh reprimanding.
Yeah.
So then the report would be like, three clever podcast hosts found a loophole in our law and were playing their theme song very loudly on chimes through the night. It's called Whatever Town.
Here's
find
a link.
Find them in these areas.
Well, it's that time of day again. Time for everybody's favorite segment, the Bant Wheel.
The freaking Bant Wheel.
Hit the theme song.
Bant Wheel.
Thank you, Bandmaster Tim. All right.
Wow.
Today's topics are Filmstruck 4, the Sandwich Alignment Chart, Kanye, Cream and Pour Overs, Marvel vs. DC, high schoolers trying jazz scat, and family road trips. All right, let's spin the wheel. And it's landed on the sandwich alignment chart.
Whoa.
Okay, what is that?
Okay.
It's a different, like you can cut a sandwich triangle, you can set it. You can secure.
Ooh, we could talk about that.
It's actually kind of like that.
Okay.
So this was suggested by former guest of the show, Nathan Fair.
Ooh, that was I loved having him on. He was great.
He was really great. Very fun. So this is something he wanted us to talk about. It's called the Sandwich Alignment Chart, and I'll put a link in the show notes because it is actually like a visual chart.
I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Show notes to people who don't know what that means. It means they can find it where?
Just scroll down.
Scroll down and then they can find it? Like
I don't know,
in anything
somewhere.
Pretty much?
Probably
Overcast,
anywhere.
You swipe to the side. iTunes, you probably scroll down or swipe to the side. But it's just like a description of like what we talk about and links to the different things.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's also available on our website.
Yep.
Okay, good. Just for people who don't.
Yeah,
for
wherever you're listening, there should be somewhere some written descriptions where we try to include links for everything we talk about. So cool. The sandwich alignment chart. its goal is to kind of chart where you land on your opinions of what makes a sandwich a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? Is that like that?
That's on there.
Ah, okay. Cut that out. Add it at the end.
Oh. It's based on two axes, ingredients and structure. So for ingredients, you have ingredient purist, which means you must have classic sandwich toppings like meat, cheese, lettuce, condiments, mm-hmm. etc. Mm. There's ingredient neutral, which means it can contain a broader scope of savory ingredients.
Example?
Its example is a chip buddy.
Oh,
which,
like the crunch, like oh. chip crunch.
What? I've never heard of it. I think this is an English thing because it's like French fries or something in between bread.
Oh, so they don't
so
actually mean
like
chips.
It's their
fish and
chips, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So it would be like any kind of like savory thing, I guess,
okay.
in between or whatever. And then there's the ingredient rebel, which means it can contain literally any food products sandwiched together. So anything between things.
These are the ingredient
so
options?
They're saying like an ice cream sandwich or mm-hmm. ice cream between waffles or like...
Is it still a sandwich?
It's still a sandwich.
Hmm.
The other axis is structure. So there's structure purists, which means it has to be classic sandwich shape, two pieces of bread or a baked product with toppings in between.
Gotcha.
There's structure neutral, which means the container must be on either side of the toppings, but not necessarily two separate pieces. So like a sub. Where it's like a bun or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like a hot dog bun.
And then there's the structure rebel, which means it can contain any food enveloped in any way containing food.
Like a hot
pocket.
So
like a wrap. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Is a hot pocket fit into that? Probably. It might not.
It probably. So there's it ends up being like nine
Are there names
pieces.
For all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's hardline traditionalists.
You're straight.
A BLT is a sandwich. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
In order to actually take this chart with any seriousness, you have to
agree. I do.
That's the base.
I've always thought that about a BLT.
There's structural purist but ingredient neutral. That's a chip buddy.
Chip buddy.
There's structural purist but ingredient rebel.
Oh.
That's the ice cream sandwich. You're still
okay.
two separate things with toppings in between, but it can be anything.
Yep.
Gotcha.
There's structural neutral, ingredient purist, a sub is a sandwich. There's true neutral, which is a hot dog is a sandwich. It has a savory inside.
Yeah.
And it's a container on either side. We can debate that later or whatever.
Oh, mm-hmm.
There's structural neutral but ingredient rebel, which means an ice cream taco is a sandwich.
What?
Then there's structural rebel, ingredient purist, a chicken wrap is a sandwich. And there's structural rebel, ingredient neutral, a burrito is a sandwich. And then radical sandwich anarchy. A Pop-Tart is a sandwich. So where do you guys feel like you land on here?
It's so tricky because at first I thought, I'm going to fall far more towards the like purist line.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, we like an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
To me, that's a sandwich.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
But it's like not a sandwich. It's an ice cream sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's
a different
like
thing.
The different usage of like
it's sandwich takes
like
on a different
word,
meaning.
So like the English words where it's like one word could mean three different things. You just have to use them properly.
Right.
This is one of those things.
In their example, it's ice cream between two waffles.
Yeah.
Is that still a sandwich?
I would say that the ice cream is sandwiched between two waffles.
Yeah.
That's how I imagined it when you
So
when
does
you
that make
that.
A sandwich then?
I don't know.
No.
I feel like I might be okay with that.
It's an ice cream sandwich, but I don't think that makes it a sandwich. Mm. Does that make sense? No?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I put it into a different category. It's like an ice cream sandwich, but it's still its own thing. That's the gray liner.
It's kind of like a dessert sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can have dessert like pizza, but is it actually pizza still? I guess it kind of is. It's got some of the similar
like
pieces.
It's
got the same structure.
It's a circle that you cut into triangles that you eat.
Right. But it's got sweet
actually
so much like it's got chocolate syrup on it instead.
You don't have to cut pizza in triangles, I guess.
You can do squares if
See our
that's a
episode
thing.
Something.
We did talk about this.
Is it a slice?
I don't know. I'm pretty lean like
Pop-Tart? Is this a sandwich?
No.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Pop tart, yeah. So that's
complete anarchy.
Yeah. Radical sandwich anarchy. That I can't get behind.
No.
I can't get behind an ice cream taco either.
Ice cream, that doesn't even make sense. Does that even exist?
I wouldn't call a taco a sandwich.
No, that's
not a sandwich. Yeah, no, I would for sure say it's not.
So then, hot dog is the middle ground for me. That's where I start getting fuzzy.
Because it's like it's a bun still.
Yeah.
Is that why? Because it's basically just like a
wiener in a bun.
A taco, but it's just like it's different. Like it's set up the same way.
Bread has to be involved.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
None of that corn.
Corn? You hate corn.
Yeah, I hate corn.
And a wrap, I would say, is not a sandwich.
No.
It's a wrap.
No. It's a wrap. I'd say if it goes all the way around,
yeah,
and it comes to like, you know?
Yeah.
So if there's slice at least on one side, like if the whatever's on the outside is not at least opened halfway,
yeah,
like a hot dog bun.
Ooh.
Because if it's completely closed, then it's dice. It's a, but a halfway open, pop. A free pizza pop. A halfway open can fall into the, at least be up for a debate, as if it's a sandwich. John, where do you lie?
I think I'd be true neutral, but I have some opening for ingredient rebel.
Like hot dogs is a sandwich. Hot dogs are not sandwiches.
I don't think they are.
The more we've talked about this, the less I think hot dogs are sandwiches.
They're not.
I feel like
hot dogs.
A sandwich has to have two, like, I guess
separate pieces.
A hot dog could be separate pieces. It's just your decision to rip the piece in half. Like, because it's
still
it's,
not a Sammy to me.
Hmm.
What's one above that? What's one in the purest direction?
Ingredient or structural?
Give me both.
So there's structural, neutral, ingredient, purist. A sub is a sandwich. There's structural, purist, ingredient, neutral. Chip Buddy is a sandwich.
I think both
I can get
those,
behind both
I
of those.
I can get behind both.
Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
I would go either one of those. Would be as low into anarchy as I would descend. Yeah.
Okay.
Which one was that?
That was like a Chip Buddy is a sandwich. So something with like more savory options inside.
That's structural, purist, and ingredient, neutral.
Yeah.
That's what you said, John.
Yeah. And then an ingredient purist and structural neutral is sub is a sandwich, which is still the opening like a
yeah
oh
but it's got it's bread, which is the hot dog has the wiener on the inside is what makes it not a sandwich to me, because I view it as its own thing. It's a hot dog. It's a hot dog. But a sub is a sandwich to me. That's where I lie, either of those, structural or ingredient wise, like I'm right on the fence just above hot dog.
Yeah. I think I agree with you.
Yeah. John? One of us should probably disagree vehemently with the other so that we at least seem like we have different, like varying opinions.
Okay. I've switched to radical sandwich anarchy for the sake of the pod.
Oh my word. You're insane. I totally disagree with you.
No, you're wrong. I'm right.
Right. Nice.
Oh boy. We can't do it. Okay. I'm back to, I think I'm going to stick with true neutral because
you think a hot dog
I agree with either side of them, so I must be in the middle of that then. So
I agree with either side except for the hot dog. I guess I think the hot dog's a sandwich. I guess that's what I'm saying.
That's a tough one.
None can deny, I suppose, due to this chart. It's the only way to figure it out. And
great question. Great. Like, whoever created this, smart.
Yeah.
Tim, are you still deciding? You look like you're deep in thought.
I think I'm okay with where I am.
Where are you?
I was just up until a hot dog becoming a sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just doesn't.
That's really the question for us.
I feel like it's its own thing.
But right? Is that own thing a sandwich?
No, it's a hot dog.
Yeah, I know. That's what I would say too. But I think by saying I'm kind of in the middle on both, I'm kind of saying that I'm true neutral. I think by choosing the option of like,
Both sides,
you're
right.
Kind of saying
I think
a hot dog is a sandwich.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
here's another example for true neutral.
Yeah,
that I thought of.
Okay,
like a sloppy joe between buns.
Oh, freaking good! I would call it.
That would be a sandwich.
Mm. I'd be okay calling that a sandwich.
That would fall under savory ingredients. Yeah, that would fall under that. So
interesting.
That's
just not something I would view as a sandwich.
But I'm okay with it being called that.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it that. When I think sandwich, the first thing that comes to my mind is like a BLT.
Yeah.
Like a straight up freaking sandwich.
Hardline traditionalist.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what comes to mind. Yeah. However, I have some grace in the area, and I can say that I would move into that category and think that those things could be considered sandwiches as well.
All right.
Also, I feel like a sub and a hot dog, like, it's a very similar idea.
It's just the wiener.
It's just the wiener.
Yeah.
It's just the sausage link in there. Oh, it's a different form of meat.
The bratwurst. Bratwurst. Yeah.
The worst brat. So actually, I would say, if you think a sub is a sandwich, I think
you're kind of saying
a hot dog is a sandwich.
Yeah. Hey, I think so too. We're all in agreement, I think. Yeah. Pretty much. Wow.
I'm glad that
we're all the most neutral guys that could be.
Seems like we've come to the point where we know why we agree with it.
Yeah.
Like, we've explained it, and it's not like we were like, no, I think hot dogs are a sandwich, and that's all I think. It's just like we understand now why we think it's a sandwich. Just
lays out some clear categories.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, success. Hopefully that made sense without looking at the actual chart, but again,
we
included a link so you can go check it out for yourself. It should all make sense then.
Tell us on our forum on our website which you think you are.
And I know that there's some pretty opinionated people when it comes to is hot dog a sandwich, so we're opening up the bag. All right, spin the wheel again.
Yep.
And it's landed on family road trips.
Ooh. I feel like that's actually a good one for it to land on, considering it's actually starting to get warmer out.
Yeah, it's kind of getting to that
time
of year.
The timing of that is nice.
Mm. Yeah.
I like that. Dang, this massive wheel I have in my house. We keep finding uses for it.
Yeah. It was worth every penny we spent on it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for supporting us via Patreon. I just had to steal that so John couldn't talk about it this episode. Okay. Well. Okay. So this is a something that I brought to the table as a way to bring back some nostalgic feels of our past. So I wanted to ask, what if you guys could think of road trips from your past?
Mm-hmm.
Share with us a story of one that stood out and what made it stand out.
Hmm. Does a train trip count?
I think so. It's kind of like the idea of going on a summer family trip.
Okay.
Yeah. What type of road you're on, whether that be a train track road or a...
Right. I would say flying is not the same thing.
No. Has to be ground travel.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Because that's probably the most memorable road trip would be a train trip to BC.
Really?
Yeah.
All the way?
Yeah. So it's a little boring for the first bit.
That's
going through Saskatchewan.
When did you do
this? But then you hit like mountains.
Yeah.
And then it's really nice. Hmm. Alberta, BC. That's, yeah.
Did you sleep on the train or did you sleep at hotels?
We slept on the train. We didn't have like bed compartments, but we must have just like had enough space on the seats to like...
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like you were in like little...
We didn't have like a sleeper cabin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sure. You can pay more for those, can't you? Yeah.
Hmm. I'll be honest with you. I didn't even know that trains... You could still do that. Go across the country in a train.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, you can.
I looked into it a bunch for our honeymoon, and then I thought, maybe we will not want to be cooped up on a train immediately after being married. Maybe it would be awesome. I don't know.
You'll never know.
I don't know.
Because you'll...
Yeah, we didn't do it, but it was also a little bit pricey, and we're like, we can go...
Oh, really? Yeah. I figured
they're more expensive than you'd think.
And we wanted to take... Then you can take a train down. If you go over across to BC, you can take a train from there down to Seattle. Then there's one that goes down along the coast there.
Yeah.
Which would be also really cool.
Yeah.
But anyways, tell us about it. I don't mean to hijack your story like a freaking
idiot. Yeah, it was my grandparents. They, for every kid that graduated, they went on a trip with them.
Hmm.
And at the time, they didn't think they'd make it to my graduation. So we went on a big family trip with my sister as well. So yeah, we took a trip to BC and we visited some relatives out there. It's fun. Trains are fun. Mm-hmm. They're if you like being kind of in a really long vehicle for 2 days.
Limos are my absolute jam.
Because you can't like walk around. It's different than being like in a car trip. Because you can like walk around to different cars and you can go to like an observation car or something.
You can walk around, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, they just said you can't walk around. I'm like, can you you're in a car? And then I thought about walking from car to car, like as if you have like an envoy of cars. A convoy.
And you can just jump like Mad Max style.
Yeah. It seems like the other way you could walk around more. I'm with you now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's more exciting than like a car trip in that you can like move around a bit.
Yeah. They have a food cart on there, right? Like you eat on there.
Yep. Ooh, wow.
Right, man.
That seems really cool.
We should do a train trip.
Yeah, let's do it.
Podcast train trip.
I'm in.
Too bad we spent all our Patreon budget on that wheel.
If you've always wanted to send us on a train, which I know you all have wanted that throughout our 15 episodes that you've been listening, here's how. Patreon. Got it twice. Thanks, John.
If we're talking about trains being part of it, I've only been on one train in my life.
In Switzerland?
Yeah. How did you know that?
That's isn't it amazing?
I feel like I might have told you this story.
You didn't
I don't know
tell
if John
me
has. But my now wife, then girlfriend, Crystal, she was in Switzerland for a while, or for like half a year. So I went out to visit her, and I guess to get to the place that she was staying, I had to go on a train, but I didn't quite know. It was like I don't know how many hours. It was like 12, 15, 13 hour flight or whatever. Ooh, and when I got there, I was just like, I don't know. Just like when you're traveling, you just feel a little bit you're disoriented a little bit.
Yeah.
Then you land in a country that's speaking either German or French.
French?
Yeah. It's like half German, half French in Switzerland.
I wouldn't have thought that. Continue.
So I don't know either of those really well.
Yeah.
So I go and I'm looking at the times I get on this train that I need to get like to the place where Crystal was at.
Yep.
And I wasn't totally sure, but I was just like, I think this is the train I need to be on it, but it was leaving in like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to make a decision. Otherwise I had to wait there for like 6 hours.
Oh, wow. My word.
And I didn't want to do that.
That's
but
a crazy
also
decision.
I didn't want to go on the wrong train and not be able to explain what the heck I'm trying to do, because they're not going to understand. Well, maybe they would. I don't know how much English they speak, but
risky.
So I got on this train and it was like 3 hours maybe. So
it might be the right train.
Well, it ended up being the right train, okay. But in the back of my mind, it was like I could be traveling 3 hours in the wrong direction, and I have no idea.
When did you know that it was the right train? When did you stop worrying about
it? I think it was, I don't even know. I think like at the train station, I was looking at like the path. I think there was like a map, and I just like tried to memorize just like some of the names of the towns that you stop at, and then I forgot like a lot of them. Because they were all names that wouldn't normally appear in my brain.
every town you pass, you're like, "Ooh, is that one of them?"
This
has a German name that I think I remembered some German names.
Yeah,
right.
On the map.
That seems very similar to the last eight that we just passed.
So then I remembered for sure a few, but that was pretty late in the trip, and I was really tired, so I ended up falling asleep.
Oh my word!
Now that I think about it, was like a terrible decision.
They could have made a movie about you.
Yeah, just this lost guy. I mean, the cool thing about just being on a train in Switzerland is you just drive. Now you go by all these villages, like huge,
beautiful
like, mountainsides, and like
oh my word.
You see castles just chilling up on hills and stuff like that. It was really cool.
Wow.
But then I fell asleep, and then I woke up. I was like, oh no, I'm for sure just hooped. But then I just ended up being in the place I needed to be.
That's
I didn't know. I don't think Crystal knew which train I was on, so I didn't know how to contact her when I was at the train station.
Sick.
So then I just walked into this store and I asked if I could use their phone, and then they didn't understand. And then some guy's like, "Hey, you want to use my phone?" And he's just like the coolest guy. He let me use his cell phone.
Huh.
And then Crystal was ready at the train station. So.
Dang.
That's my train story.
Nice.
That's a nice train story.
Yeah. It was the first time I ever flew.
And you flew for 12 hours.
Sorry, no. First time I ever flew by myself.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
I think I flew one time before that with my siblings.
Dang. Did you? Wow.
But I also have a little snippet of a different.
Yeah.
Of a road trip.
Yeah, okay. Jump into it. That was nice because it's interesting. Train stories are very interesting. I've never been on a train. So
trains are
I've wanted to be. Also in Switzerland, across Canada would be great. I would love to do that. But Switzerland, that's like, that's
something
like
about
land.
Not knowing at all where you are that made it really cool and also very terrible.
Right. But anyways.
So I feel like every year, maybe every other year, it felt like every year in my younger years, year. I said year so
every
many
other
times.
Years.
When I was younger, we would always road trip down to Mexico because we had family there.
Hmm.
I think it might have been every other year or even further apart. I don't know. It felt like so often we went.
And you drove down there.
Yeah, we drove. That's so it's like 20 some hours, maybe more.
My word.
But back then, there was nothing to do. Like we didn't, I didn't have a Game Boy then or anything cool.
No, so duties. Living like the pioneers.
Yeah, I just remember sleeping a bunch. But also, there was one time where we left after Christmas, I think, and I got a Discman, but I didn't have any CDs, so I quickly burnt one before we left.
Oh my word!
Can you guys guess what that CD was?
Okay, let me think. Was it just one album?
It was one album.
Okay, what year are we talking about here? Ooh, approximately.
Here, I'll give you the year that the album came out, which That's I great. Think is
Don't
kind
look,
of...
John. Don't look at his phone. Are you trying to look? You're not trying to look good.
I don't know. 2002.
Genre? Is that going to give it away?
Nope.
That's POD. Give it away? POD?
No. Okay. No.
MXPX?
You guys are way off.
Oh, boy. News. Oh.
No, you guys are way off still.
Oh, my word. Michael W. Smith. Way off? Okay, let's keep guessing.
It's alternative rock, pop
Audio
punk.
Adrenaline.
Oh, my word. That'd be the best. No. They were so good. Switchfoot. Nope.
Mm-mm. I think these bands are saying
R2.
Well, maybe a little early. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever guess it.
I want to guess it.
Oasis.
What kind of music? Oh, you told us earlier.
Alternative rock, pop punk, post grunge. Then it's changed now. I don't actually know if it still exists.
The band?
Yeah.
The genre.
The band.
What was the album called? Would that give it away?
Oh, I don't know. Let Go.
That could be any band of that.
And it's of a person in baggy skater clothes on the cover.
Oh, I feel like I should be able to guess who this is.
It's a Canadian artist.
Is it like punk? Would it be considered
Avril Lavigne.
Yes.
No. What?
Avril Lavigne, Let Go.
That's amazing. I would have never guessed Avril Lavigne. Well done, John.
Thanks.
That was my jam.
Can't believe I didn't guess that sooner.
Really?
So I think I listened to that, and I think my sister had a Nickelback CD that I listened to.
Wow. And now look where those two artists are.
Right.
I don't know.
Married.
Are they still?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Nickelback.
Mr. and Mrs. Nickelback.
Miss Levine.
How about you, Ryan?
I was thinking about the most memorable road trip I can think of is we went down to... I've actually flown... A lot of our family trips have been to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Which sounds crazy, but my uncle lives out there.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's only sibling, so we haven't done a lot of road trips because of that. We've done more flying trips.
Mm-hmm.
So the road trip that sticks out the most would be when we went down to California. And then we drove down to California and then up the coast and back through
some different states,
which was really good. And I was trying to think, I'm like, cool, like what makes one of those road trips memorable? I think I probably was in maybe, I don't actually remember, maybe grade 6 or 7, something like that, probably. And I was trying to think, like, we had movies in our vehicle at that time, which was really cool.
We had that's
movie
huge.
It was sick in our Pontiac. Yikes. Pontiac, Montana. Who made the Montana?
I think that was Pontiac.
I think it was Pontiac. Pretty sure we had the Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, it was great. But I'm like, okay, like what made that trip memorable? We stopped at lots of different like sites, but to be honest, the things that stuck out the most to me were the hotels we stayed at.
Hotels are so fun.
Hotels
so
are
so memorable
best.
As a kid. Like we're going hotels. To like the Grand Canyon and I'm like, I wonder what our next hotel is going to be like, you know?
What is
like,
that? What is it with that?
I don't know. It's
like
just
a hotel
like a cool,
is like
such
always
a fun feeling.
Yeah. But it's always like
they have a pool. Yeah. They have TV channels you don't have.
Right. The TV channels
that's
are huge.
The most exciting.
You book into the room, turn on the TV immediately. Yeah. Like, oh my freaking word.
Yeah. There's all these cartoons that maybe your friends have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never did.
Yeah.
So nice.
Try to find all the interesting channels and which number.
Yeah.
You try to stay up super late and watch TV. Wake up super early while everyone's still sleeping. Turn the TV on.
I never did that, but I remember always waking up super early to leave.
Just to peace out of the room?
Like we all, like we just had to get up, like shower and leave at like 6 because we wanted to make the most time, I guess.
Yeah. That's rough. I remember turning the TV on and trying to hit the volume down button as fast as I could. Because if it turns on in full volume and everyone wakes up, everyone's going to be pissed at you. So I'd like to turn on, like, you turn on, like, holding it down. And you're like watching, you're hoping that the sound doesn't start before it starts making noise.
Couldn't you just hit mute? Oh, wait, but then if you press volume down, it would have
gone
right back up and then it would have gamed. I also had
no idea there was a mute button as a kid, probably.
Because when were you ever use that as a kid?
Right.
Never. It's volume up all the time.
Full vol. but I can remember so many of the different hotels. And that's the most memorable thing about the trip.
Mm.
And I was thinking, I'm like, oh, no. Wait, when we were in San Diego, we saw him at this, that pool was at my hotel. It was an outdoor pool at the hotel in San Diego. But we went to Disneyland, which was great.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Aside from Disneyland, hotels though.
Right. Yeah. But honestly, the most, when I think about that trip, I think about multiple different hotels that we stayed at in random places.
Yeah.
Like Lincoln, Nebraska. Wow. Stayed at a hotel that had these armored knight, knight's armor, like set up all around. And it was the strangest thing, but it had a huge pool.
Wow.
It was great. Man, great things to know. I just need to bring my kids to hotels. They don't even know to go anywhere cool. Yeah. But it's probably more for the parents who want to see some sights too. But that's the most memorable thing about my road trips as a kid.
I totally remember I swam in this pool in New Mexico and I can remember this one was in Texas and I can remember
And I'm trying to remember the Grand Canyon and stuff like that. And I'm like, I can remember going there. I just remember it being way too hot.
All I remember is it was like a deep pool, but there was no water.
And I'm like, let's go back to the hotel. One of our hotels had an indoor and outdoor pool connected.
No way.
So it was like a half wall, like a wall.
That's like a resort situation.
Yeah, except it was super sketchy. It was not a resort at all. There was these people fighting in the room beside us. My dad went over there and talked to them at one point. It was very sketchy. Ooh. One of those with when you walk out of the room, it's not like a hotel. It's like outside. So it's like got the outdoor railings.
Yeah.
Like the stuff you see in movie when people are having affairs and they go to those kind of hotels.
Oh, okay.
Usually it'd be called a motel probably. It might have even been a motel. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those. But it had a sick pool. So anyways, I found that really interesting. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. It's just like I remember the hotels I stayed at as a kid.
Yeah. Interesting.
Bant wheel. And time for everybody's favorite part of the show.
What?
Would you rather?
What?
Today we have a few listener suggestions.
What?
Our first listener suggested would you rather is would you drink a liter of hot sauce or a liter of hand lotion?
Oh. that seems too easy. One's food and one's not. Am I right?
I think you're right.
Can't drink hand lotion. I can drink hot sauce. It would suck. A liter? It'd be horrible.
What's the rate at which you're drinking it? Is it like, can I spread this out throughout the day?
I think that's up to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, I don't know. Because you could save the hot sauce for whenever you eat and just put it on your food.
You have to get it done by the end of the day.
Okay. And it has to be just like from the jar.
Yeah.
And you're downing
a liter.
Yeah.
Would a liter of lotion kill you? We'll say it would.
Depending on the contents. This is all natural. You can consume it.
Oh, well, maybe it would taste good then.
You wouldn't count on it.
I would worry that it would kill me.
I would worry that a liter of hot sauce would kill me.
True.
In round two of it, not entering my body, but rather exiting it. I would worry that I would be dying at that point, probably. A liter's worth? That's got to liquefy everything in your body.
Yeah.
It's like you've basically taken antibiotics at that point. You're just fully flushing out your system.
Just do a hot sauce cleanse.
Right.
Could be beneficial.
Could be.
But hand lotion? Not.
Hand lotion is also.
Definitely not. Just be very moist inside of you.
I don't think I could get it down. Like I can't swallow things that I don't think should be eaten. You know?
I know. Think about a mouthful of lotion.
No.
Nope. It's disgusting. That's bad. Okay, that clears it up.
Yeah, right?
Thanks.
It's just my immediate reaction is to spit it out.
Yeah.
Or puke.
So we're all in agreement then.
Hot sauce. A liter of hot sauce. Give it.
It's not great. Again, our lives in the Would You Rather world are bad. We should one day make a list of all the things we've said yes to.
Yeah.
And then see what kind of lives we're actually living right now. I know that I have wet socks and I'm stepping on hamburger all the time.
Drinking hot sauce.
Wait, did you? Never mind.
I did the hamburger and I did the wet socks.
Oh yeah.
I also sleep with jeans.
Oh,
I'll never sleep again.
What an amazing life it is currently, isn't it?
Yeah, so true.
The next suggestion comes in from listener Brenton Friesen.
Hey,
would you rather get a free White Cap V60 coffee every day, but it gives your stomach minor indigestion / gas for 3 hours, or
White Cap
have to drink a Tim Hortons Double Double every day, and as you receive the coffee, you have to say, ooh, I love me a good Timmy's coffee, followed by taking a very loud sip.
Ooh. I just have to not even really, thinking about that. I could never do the Timmy's. I'll take the gas and indigestion. It's a free coffee. I've never had a free coffee from White Cap. I've paid for every single one of them.
Wow. That's interesting to think about for right. me.
But occasionally people are paying me on a regular basis. Hopefully people are paying me for them as well. So
yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
But if I have my own, it's never been free.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go that way.
3 hours of indigestion.
That would suck. That is this every suck. Day, did it say?
Yeah, every time.
But you don't have to have it every day.
Oh.
Is it worded differently?
Would you rather get a free White Cap coffee every day, but it gives your stomach minor indigestion, or have to drink a Tim Hortons Double Double every day?
I know when he asked this question.
Do you want the timestamp?
No, but I know it was...
After 3 hours after he drank a White Cap coffee.
He was sitting on the couch upstairs at White Cap. I came out of my office and I saw him sitting there. He's like, hey, I'm listening to you guys. And he was drinking a V60.
Ooh.
So he definitely will have written in a suggestion right after that. I can't remember if that was, I think it was yesterday. It was yesterday.
Can't
Did
wait.
It come yeah. in yesterday? In the afternoon?
Yep. Well, 4:49.
Yeah.
Ryan, do you want to explain what a V60 is for people that don't know?
Sure. That's a great question. A V60 is what? Would be comparable to what a lot of people would say would be like a regular coffee. If you've ever thought to yourself what a regular coffee would be, a V60 would be in that similar category in that it's not espresso based. It's still a drip coffee based item. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. So in a regular coffee or a drip coffee as we would call it, you have like a machine that's pouring water over top of coffee grinds, mm-hmm. which is how you make coffee. You're extracting flavor from coffee grinds. In a V60, we just do it all by hand. So we measure every part of it, which we do in our drip as well, but we measure it, we grind it fresh, and then we pour the water over through a kettle by hand. Mm-hmm. So the idea is if you're doing everything by hand like that, you're able to get a far better extraction than a machine is able to, which means you'll get a lot more flavor out of a coffee. And it'll be a lot more of the special, every coffee tastes a little different, and you'll experience that a lot more through a V60 than you would through a drip coffee.
Hmm.
If that makes sense.
Nice.
I have a question.
Mm.
Ryan, can you explain to me what a Tim Hortons Double Double is?
I cannot. There's no way to know what's in that, nor have I ever had one.
It is a different drink. It's a different, like we explained, I think, in a past episode. It's right. just a different thing. You drink it for different reasons. That's not why we're talking about this now, though. I would just go with the White Cap thing. That's. Yeah, I would rather enjoy what I drink.
Right. And have to suffer a little bit from
yeah.
it. Yeah, I would choose the same. John,
part of me wants to do
the
double double because it
then you
I don't have indigestion, but I'm going to take my chance. I'm going to risk minor indigestion for 3 hours. I don't know nice. How bad that gets.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll risk it.
Thanks, guys.
Also, it's free White Cap, so I'm not really supporting my friend.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
True.
But I didn't even think about that. Somebody is.
Right. Somebody must be.
Yeah. So, Brenton, I guess you owe us all coffees every day from now on. All
right.
Thanks.
And if we get indigestion or not, doesn't matter. It's not part of it. It is, but it's not. Cool.
This one was not sent in by a listener. This is one I heard on a bonus episode of The Big Ones, one of
Sean
my
Evans.
Favorite podcasts, and Tim as well. No.
That's Hot Ones, I know.
Oh. Okay. So here it is. Would you rather win a year trip to Europe with $2,000 a month included or 10 minutes on the moon?
One question.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'll allow.
For sure. Obviously, option one. But what does the trip include? It's a free trip.
You just get a trip to Europe.
Like you're in Europe.
Is that accommodations?
You get flown out to Europe.
That's it. It's just the flights.
Flown back, you get $2,000 a month while you're there.
So the trip doesn't include accommodations?
Nope.
Okay. Well, the $2,000 would...
Right. But it's not like it's like free accommodations included in the trip package. Gotcha. Do you want to go first or should I?
You go first.
I kind of said my answer already.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be cool to be on the moon? Definitely. I'd rather spend a year in Europe. With $2,000 a month? Definitely. Be so cool.
That would be really cool.
Such a cool experience. You could travel around Europe. You'd have money. You have a year there.
I mean, $2,000 might not
you'd have to be smart
a ton,
yeah.
But you could save up a little bit, bring some of your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you get a job while you're out there? You're there for a year.
Oh, yeah.
Does it work like that? I don't know.
Who knows?
Somebody knows.
We obviously If you don't. Know, write in.
I'm probably stupid and people will hate me for not even considering, but I have no part of me that wants to. I have to sit in a freaking rocket to go to the moon.
I see that as a bonus.
A bonus?
Yeah. See,
I think it'd be really
cool.
That's
the best part.
That's the best part. I take out my Nintendo DS and I play Mario Kart with the other guy that chose to go on the moon for 10 minutes.
Yeah, except for that thing's getting smushed into your face with all those G-forces.
Yeah.
You open it up before takeoff. This guy's counting down. 2-1, smash. Your face is smashed. But what would you do? Would you go to the moon?
For sure, both are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Like,
yeah.
It's either or. I mean, that's what a would you rather is.
I mean,
I
one is clearly more attainable than the other.
Yeah. That is also true.
I'm too safe, I think. I'm too boring. I chose
No, that's okay.
Option. Thanks.
A year? I mean, that just sounds nice. That just sounds great.
Because you could be different places. Europe's got lots of cool places.
Yeah.
Switzerland.
Lots of places. Part of me really wants to go to the moon.
Why? I don't know. For 10 minutes? What'd you do?
I don't jump around. What else can you do there?
What would you do commercial? For more than 10 minutes, really? Probably after 10 minutes, you've kind of...
That's really, you've maxed out everything of what you can do.
I'd really like to go to the moon, I think, but I think I would choose Europe and 2000. 2000.
Euros?
Dollars.
Ooh. Oh, that's a little worse then. Yeah. Canadian dollars.
That's like $1,000.
Yeah, I'll make it Canadian dollars.
Ooh.
Why?
Okay, fine. American dollars.
Why? Euros.
That's I'm the kidding. Most I'm I can kidding. Do. Okay.
Yeah, I'll make it work in Europe, I think.
Ooh. I've been thinking about it this whole time.
Cheater. Well, kidding. Just, I know. I always do, and I have would you rather as well.
Yeah.
I know. I understand.
I should probably do the trip to Europe. That would be the like good one.
Yeah.
You get the most experience out of it.
It'd be so cool.
But 10 minutes on the moon would be... like pretty cool to have done.
It would be pretty cool to have done. I will admit that as well. Yeah.
I'll just stick with Europe though.
Yeah. It seems like the best option.
Although the moon seems cool.
Oh moon, yeah.
You're cool.
Great.
But Europe?
You're cooler.
There? Moon, you're not giving me
it depends
cash.
What kind of hotels I get in Europe, you know.
You got
or
some,
what kind of hotels I get on the moon for 10 minutes.
Airbnb
they have a good pool,
your way around.
If they have some good cartoon channels.
Wake up early, check the tunes. That's nice.
All right, so we had some friends drop in, Jamie Brown and Sarah Kaler, who you know from previous episodes and being the wife of Ryan.
Yeah.
On her own merits, of course.
Yeah. Jamie is a friend of mine and of the podcast, and we were just painting today. So there's your little introduction for Jamie.
Nice. So we thought we'd have them do the Would You Rathers. So the first one is... Would you rather drink a liter of hot sauce or a liter of hand lotion?
Hand lotion.
That's so easy. I hate hot sauce.
Hand lotion. Hands down. So easy.
Hand lotion.
Really?
Yeah. Easy.
We were just worried of poison, so we went with...
I think like you put the hand lotion on your hands and naturally it's kind of going into your
mouth. Yeah, that's true,
anyway.
I guess.
Yeah, it's true.
Couldn't do hot sauce.
It's like when you swore when you were a kid and you had to wipe your mouth with soap or lotion. Same thing.
Hmm. Do you watch that YouTube show Hot Ones?
No, but Ryan mentioned it.
Yeah, I could never do that. I watch those people and I'm like, wow, did you have to prep for 6 months before you went on this show? That's what I think.
What if you had milk though and you could just take it like one sip at a time?
No, I've been there. I had that one wing at Smitty's once.
One wing?
I ate one bite of this wing and I was out for 15 minutes and everyone else was just laughing, having a good time. I was like, guys, I'm still dying.
I ate like 7-Eleven sandwiches every day. I just couldn't handle the heat on anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, lotion.
Right on. The next one is, would you rather get a free White Cab V60 coffee every day, but it gives you stomach minor indigestion or gas for 3 hours after you drink it, or have to drink a Tim Hortons Double Double every day, and as you receive the coffee, you have to say, ooh, I love me a good Timmy's coffee. Followed by taking a very loud sip.
Ryan is in the room, so I have to say the first one.
I'm married to Ryan, so I can say whatever I want.
We want the V60 for sure.
So V60, but your stomach is really uncomfortable for 3 hours.
Yeah, minor indigestion.
Can we combat that with natural remedies? Like, I'll just eat
something. No, you have the minor indigestion. Hmm. It's just part of it.
No, like essential oil fix.
Nope.
I think, to be pretty honest, I would just do Tim Hortons. Like, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Sarah, you're his
like,
wife.
Yeah, I know, but you just drive there, get your Tim Hortons. It's like you chug it like a shot, and then you're fine for the rest of the day. It's like 3 hours of indigestion or nothing.
I'm going to say the right answer, and I'm going to say the V60 white cap I would take.
All right. That's good. Thanks. And then one more. Would you rather win a year trip to Europe with $2,000 a month or 10 minutes on the moon?
10 minutes on the moon. Easy. I've had dreams about being in space. I am, oh man, it's so cool.
I think I've seen too many space movies. Space freaks me out. I think I would take the Europe trip. And I just love traveling, so Europe.
Definitely still the moon. What did everyone else answer for that?
We all said the trip to Europe.
What?
Yeah, but I'm glad somebody said the moon because I wanted to.
Okay, actually, okay, so if you know me, you know that I have this Hubble Space Telescope book in my house, and I've almost read through the whole thing, and it strikes me that, like, no one thinks about space. Like, no one knows what's happening. No one knows what the satellites up there are doing.
There's so many people. That's why they have NASA.
The explorations that have gone on. If you actually just pay attention to it for like 10 minutes, I think everyone would change their minds about this question.
You almost changed my mind already.
Okay. But you could just... It would be cool. You could go to Europe anyway in your lifetime as a regular person.
That's true, yeah.
And you could never, ever... None of us in this room are even... anywhere close to getting to space ever.
That is true. So financially, actually, that's true. You should almost choose the moon option.
Speaking from a financial standpoint,
I'm just trying to weigh all the pros and cons here. Okay?
Could get at least a book deal out of it.
Yeah,
it would be pretty cool.
Anyway, cool. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for playing. For having us. Thanks for coming on. And now for everybody's favorite segment of the show. The recommendations. What do you guys have to recommend this week?
I am going to recommend... It's a new podcast by Gimlet Media called The Habitat.
Ooh!
I've listened to the first two episodes, and it's been really great so far. I'll just read a little bit of a little write-up that they have. On a remote mountain in Hawaii, there is a fake planet, Mars. Six volunteers are secluded in an imitation Mars habitat where they will work as imitation astronauts for one very real year.
Was this real?
Yeah, yeah. I think
I heard about this.
They gave these fake astronauts some kind of audio recorder and then some questions. I think they could send audio files in and out of the little habitat that they have. So then they would just send questions like what does it look like in there, or what do you do, and then they respond with this audio recorder and send the files. So. I'm only two episodes in, but so far it's really interesting and really interesting and really cool. But yeah, check it out.
That's awesome. I'm going to recommend a new album by Lord Huron called Vide Noir. I'm guessing that's how you say that.
Yeah.
Super, super good. I think I'm going through it three times now. Third time, I'm like loving all of it more and more.
It's the charm.
It's so nice.
The third time.
But they're the third time charm. That should be a band name.
Third Eye Charmed.
I know. That's what I was thinking of.
Also, did you know that they have...
Yeah, I was going to say, if you listen to it on Spotify, it's so cool because they made little videos for each of the songs. So as you click on a song and play it, if you like pull up the like audio player in the app, it's got like a little video for each of the songs. It's
looks
so cool.
Really good. Yeah, very cool. Yeah. I think that's the first time I've seen it.
Same here. Well done, Lord Huron. Super good album. Check it out.
This one's for the designers out there, or anybody just interested in Canada and design. Is a documentary coming out shortly. It was started on Kickstarter, and now it's coming to life. It's called Design Canada, and it's just a history of important design in the history of Canada, especially like 50s, 60s, 70s, that era. So it's got... all the big names, Burton Kramer, Vignelli, Sagmeister.
Burton Cummings.
You know, all the big guys are in it. And it looks really interesting. And now for everybody's favorite segment, the credits. This episode was edited by Tim Wall. Theme song by Tim Wall. Additional music by John Duick. Coffee by Whitecap. website by Collectif. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, except for Spotify. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WhatEverTown. Visit us at WhatEverTown.com. You can send in suggestions there, like the Would You Rathers that we did earlier. So get your own suggestions in. That's been the show. Thanks for listening. And you'll hear us in December when we're playing our theme song really loudly on chimes throughout the town.
We should really do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We should.
We'll make it happen.
Okay, bye.
All right.
See ya.
Cheers.